I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
There's no other people to talk.
Blah, 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 blah.
We're on now,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, you know all my tricks.
Yes.
Hey, it's episode 29 of Nick and Matt's Infinite Shitlist. I'm Matt.
I'm Nick.
Joining us today, often talked about in the highest regards on the podcast, finally appearing, Adam and Sarah from Murder by Death.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a lot of dread. There's a lot of dread on both of your faces.
A little bit of dread, yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay. Now, obviously, you guys have listened to every episode, so you're up.
We're up to spec.
You're up
yeah.
to spec on yeah, where yeah. we are in the storyline.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, if you'll read the part of Rachel, and Adam, you of course will be Ross.
Oh man.
And we'll just go from there.
My hair doesn't look good enough.
Am I Chandler or Joey?
Depends
I
on
think
the scene.
You know.
I think you're Joey in that movie with the monkey.
I think you're Chandler.
Aww.
Isn't he a baseball player in that movie?
Yes,
it's called
he is.
Ed, by the way. And it's in my queue. I've been trying to get Sarah to watch that thing for like 2 years.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
He's high-fiving the monkey on the cover.
Porch movie?
On the mound as well.
On the mound.
Yeah.
Wait, he's touching him on his hand and on his mound?
Yeah.
He has
to just leave it at that.
It's a trans
baseball
monkey.
Mound.
Baseball mound. Oh, it's baseball mound.
It's
okay.
a baseball
I think
movie.
The monkey's a pitcher. As far I can't remember which one, you know.
You would think either pitcher or catcher.
Yeah.
Because he's like an orangutan,
probably.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's an orangutan.
Bonobos are the ones that pitch and catch.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've took it back to that. Okay, there you go. All right, okay, all right. I don't even know
Take
if we need the booze. We're off to a great start. Do we even need the booze? I don't know.
Yeah, we need the booze.
I've been wanting
to wash that burger down.
That's right. I had to wash the Wendy's down with some whatever sweet concoction
product
you have.
Placement.
Yeah, exactly.
we're going for product placement as we end the podcast.
If we get an underwriting from Wendy's, we will not end the podcast. But otherwise, next episode will be our final episode. Until we feel like doing it again.
Exactly.
That's the new thing, is we're just gonna quit and then have reunion episodes. So we can
need to wait 10 years.
Yeah, because that's the music industry.
Yeah,
we need to wait 10 years until people are clamoring for us to come back.
We get paid $1 million
then,
to podcast at ATP.
Coachella will pay us $1 million to come back and podcast.
Yeah.
You guys are the refused
of holograms of yourself, Paul, podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, because I'll be dead by then.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. Enjoy that Wendy's, buddy.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to review this one since it came out. And I actually had a hard time finding it, which I think maybe it's no longer in production.
Oh,
quick.
So it did not last very long, but I'd like to welcome ready to Bud Light Platinum.
Oh, no, they're still advertising.
It's
in a blue bottle.
It's, I think, is this blue, or is it bluer than blue? It's like blue steel blue.
Yeah.
Almost.
Why?
No, I saw a commercial for this recently. They are still pushing it.
What is the deal with it?
It's platinum.
No.
I don't know.
6.0.
Oh, it's
heavy alcohol content. So, Bud Light.
So it's, they just didn't want to call it ice.
Yeah, exactly.
They retired the ice name.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, that's not classy enough.
Platinum.
We have 2 sixers of this, so we'll each be drinking 3 platinums.
Okay.
So we'll all be triple platinum. Triple platinum by the end of the.
Okay.
Just like Appetite for Destruction.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bam.
First review.
Tastes like Bud Light.
It tastes exactly like Bud Light that was more expensive.
It's definitely more.
It's got a little more of that like Steel Reserve esque.
It's got some stink.
It's like Bud Light making a Steel Reserve.
I think you mean Platinum Reserve, sir.
It's
Do you not have
nice
a refined taste that you can tell the difference between steel and platinum?
Better than
they definitely advertise this like it's like their highest quality beer they've ever made.
But yeah.
It tastes a little like malt liquor,
really?
But that's like not as dirty.
Why would they do? What are they thinking?
Well, the commercial, unless you've seen the new commercial, the original commercial for it had the Kanye song where he's like, this one's for all the douchebags. That's the song that they used in the commercial.
Oh, wow.
Now, they didn't use the lyrics.
Wow.
They just used the hook from it.
I wonder if there's somebody like clever in the marketing agency who was just like,
a dick.
Yeah, just like, I'm going to totally rip on people who buy this product.
My last day as music director.
But my best.
But yeah, it's not too bad. It does have a little of that malty
blue bottle.
Yeah, it's that kind of blue that like your great aunt would collect.
Totally.
Like Dansk blue. Like, it's like, was that glassware?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
After we're done with these, we'll peel off the label and put like peppers and stuff in the
ice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some flowers going on.
I'm sure you will, Nick.
Yes. I'm sure I will, Sarah.
I'm sure you will.
All right. Before this weekend's over,
I'm being
Nick's gonna
serious.
Do it to spite you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about it. You guys obviously tour all the time. You've been home for a little bit, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, for a while.
What was the last tour that you guys did? Was it about a month ago?
Canada. March.
Oh, Nick already covered that. Never mind.
Yeah, oh, can we go home now?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear your side of it. So that was
a lot of bad luck on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital.
Yeah, I don't remember what I actually talked about.
You said Adam threw his back out at
that
the fishbowl or whatever.
Gosh.
That was the night that Scott got
we got robbed.
Yeah, we got robbed.
And then, but I got sick. I had like shaking chills, which I'd never had before. And we went to the hospital. Just had like a high fever. And
I was too drunk to be at the hospital.
Yeah, and she was making it hard on me. We're literally at the hospital, and she's so drunk that she's like making it miserable. And I'm sitting there with like, a fever just shaking, and she's trying to be all sort of drunk.
I was trying to take care of business, I think.
Yeah.
Tell those Canadians what's what.
It was some. Oh, and while we're at the hospital, there's a lady who obviously had like mixed some pills and alcohol or something. And she's just
Sarah?
Barfing.
A different one.
Oh, a different lady. Okay.
Let's call her Barra. No, it wasn't her, but she's just bobbleheaded
right
sitting next to me. But this lady was like sitting there trying to like fill out forms and just throwing up the whole time into a trash can.
Yep.
And she,
once they brought her a trash
her,
can,
her retching was so loud and horrible.
It was.
I mean,
awful.
It was incredible. And like just to sit there feeling bad, and someone's just like, blah, and then, oh, it's my turn to go sit there.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yep.
like, they don't wipe it off. You know, I just go and sit there in like the vomit pile, basically, and check in, and then I get the bill. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and now that's what we're gonna get, Obamacare. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, the only reason there was a bill
is
because we were Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah,
in
no.
Canada.
Yeah,
because they were like, oh yeah, it'll be like free.
No,
oh, yeah. Just go to the hospital. I said, I don't think that's how it works.
that was my tour manager advice was,
yeah.
No, you should go to the hospital. It'll be free. It's Canada. Whatever.
I thought that was true, too, but it's just
too, but,
absolutely not true. We got some of
it ended up being like $250.
No, was the bill for you getting treated or for the things that Sarah broke in the waiting room?
Yeah.
Which
a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Okay. So it still was pretty reasonable.
It would have been free.
Yeah. She's just
it
tearing up
free.
Copies of People magazine, you know, throwing them hither and thither.
I was
just like, why are these in French?
Exactly.
I was very upset. I thought
Sarah
I was dying
Sarah
and
really
I hate
Canada.
And
Sarah
I was
hates
really
Canada
drunk.
A lot.
That's true.
It's the worst place.
Yeah. Do we want to go into this, why you hate Canada?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean,
she can hold a grudge.
Isn't it obvious? Do you guys like Canada?
I like Canada. But
you said that you liked Canada, but you had only been to Toronto and
Montreal.
He'd never
Vancouver.
Been to like
and Halifax.
The 90% of Canada.
Yeah.
That, like,
I mean, you hate the rest of it now, right?
It. Yeah.
Come
well,
on.
I mean, Alberta
it's terrible.
Alberta was
the
okay.
Shows were great in Alberta. Alberta's always fun, but. And
that big middle part of Canada is pretty horrible.
Mm. It's the worst.
It's a long drive, Canada.
Full of Canadians.
Yes. That one road in Canada.
There's only one road in Canada.
Canadians.
All right, well, we don't need to get into it. There must be something about Canada that you love. Like, there's not even your personal experience. Is there anything about Canada that you like?
It's called dead air.
Bacon?
Man.
They
suck
weird.
At bacon.
Yeah, their bacon's weird.
The worst at that.
I like Montreal.
Montreal, yeah.
I don't have strong feelings.
Actually, you know what? I love French Canada. I love French Canada.
Poutine.
They're
like
so
poutine.
Rude.
There are
no,
cities
poutine
that are great.
Is not
I mean,
good.
We actually go and have some really fun shows in. I like going to Toronto and Montreal and.
They seem more like real
Edmonton
people because
really
they're
fun.
Rude. It's nice. I like it. French Canada's cool.
Yeah, I agree. I have always liked French Canada. I just watched.
I should clarify.
Yeah.
We hold a grudge just because getting into Canada is like harder than getting out of Guantanamo.
Right.
It's not against the
Canadian people. It's against their government.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
speak for yourself. But
okay.
Yeah,
well, see, Adam has
Adam's
a point.
Like playing the politician
yeah.
right now for like just in case anybody listens.
I'm good cop.
Or
she's bad lieutenant. I'm a good cop.
I am not bad lieutenant.
Yeah, you're Nick Cage, bad lieutenant.
I think that Adam is. being smart because since the two of you are on the podcast, we actually have a small chance of people listening to it for once.
I don't know about that.
Until we post it on Facebook page.
Yeah, we're buying a Facebook ad. Are you going to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to promote,
I'm going to talk about something I hate.
Well, I was going to say, I watched, instead of coming out and partying, because I kept getting text messages to come party last night from Nick and our good friend Will Pepple.
Yeah.
And I was kind of under the weather. Instead, I watched the Rush documentary, Beyond the Lighted Stage. It's awesome.
Is it?
So awesome. Because their whole thing is like, yeah, we're nerdy. We've always been nerdy. And then all these people are like, yeah, they're nerdy, but they fucking shred. Like, what the fuck?
They're the best nerds.
Yeah, they're the best nerds. Really, yeah. That's the thing.
It's I haven't really listened to them much. I haven't heard them as much as many people.
It's surprising when you...
They just had a new record come out a couple weeks ago.
I know, I know a couple people are like, love them. They're nerds, love them.
Yeah.
Isn't it getting good reviews, the new
Rush? I think so. Well, I think they're kind of like AC/DC in the way that they basically put this... They've done one thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the 80s, they kind of went into like a weird synth thing for a while that they talk about in the documentary. But for the most part, they've been... We're proggy power trio with hooks.
That latest AC/DC record was solid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like what they do...
Yeah. Is that Black Eyes?
Black Eyes. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad. I mean...
It's going to be Bud's new product.
Black Eyes. Yeah. That's what this is when they put it in a black bottle because it's cheaper.
So I give Rush a thumbs up for Canada.
Cool.
That's my pick for Canada for this week. It's a new segment.
What's her name?
Thumbs up for Canada.
Yeah. Okay. Name a thing from Canada that you like.
Name one nice thing about Canada.
Yeah. Trailer Park
famous,
Boys.
Yeah, famous Canadians are fantastic.
The comedians are like top notch.
Mm-hmm. Trailer Park Boys all the way.
Excellent. All
okay, right. There's something.
Okay, there's there something.
I said something nice. Okay.
All right. But how do you feel about Mexicans, Sarah? This is usually a question I ask Nick, but you're going to be the new Nick.
She loves Mexico.
Yeah, you have to be racist
Mexico.
Now.
I don't have to be anything. I'm me.
All right, so you guys had the Canada tour, which is full of bad luck. You're getting ready to go on another tour coming up.
Yes.
Full of good luck and tons of money.
Trying. And, well, speaking of that, because you guys just signed to Bloodshot Records, and you released the photo of you with bags of money.
Yeah.
And so, I it's not rude for me to ask how much you got for that record deal.
Not very much.
Let's just say... That bag was full.
That bag is full
of crushed paper.
Up. All right, there you go. Like by crushed up, you mean $100 bills? Crushed up $100 bills.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Maybe if it was, I didn't even look. Let me get that way.
Maybe we should have.
They're just like, wait, they left the record pants here. What are they doing? Uh-huh.
It'll be in the mail, I'm sure.
Yeah. Checks in the mail, like Kurt Russell says.
I believe Jack Burton said that.
Yes. Nick, did you do another tour since the last time we talked?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went with the British kids, right?
Yeah, I went out with two bands from the UK, called Crystal Fighters and one called Is Tropical.
How were they?
They were fine.
Yeah?
they got fucked up all day and all night long, basically.
So they made you earn your money, is basically...
Yeah. There was a lot of me trying to find people in the morning.
That's always fun.
A lot of tracking people down. With no cell phones, because none of them had cell phones.
And how did you do that? How did you accomplish it?
I would oftentimes around 6 in the morning get random text messages from numbers of people that they were with.
Yeah.
Saying, with an address that they were going to be at.
Did you have, a Y-shaped stick?
Yeah.
You beat them.
I have a tracker. I put chips in their necks when they were sleeping, and then I could pull it up on my phone and see where they were.
Yeah. That would be good.
I heard they were doing that with
children.
Obamacare.
Yeah.
I heard they're doing that with children, actually.
Yeah.
Some people are doing it.
Psycho parents.
What?
That's a new thing. You can put a chip in your kid's neck.
All pets that go through the Humane Society are microchipped now.
But those are just for scan.
Some people treat their kids like pets.
With the pets.
I think you can locate them too.
Probably. It's fucking weird.
It's super
weird.
Yeah, that's. Fuck that.
Really, yeah.
Gets all right,
so you had to track down these drunken British men who were soiling our good American women with their watery, weak UK seed.
No, they all had girlfriends at home. None of them were getting laid anywhere. They were just going to people's houses and doing shitloads of drugs.
Why are you doing all these air quotes? Why you're saying that? No.
Yeah.
So they were just getting fucked up on drugs.
Oh. Yeah, they were just like, it was just like, oh, let's go have a cocaine party somewhere. And it was just like, great, you guys are going to be awesome tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's very good.
Makes you a better person.
Did it affect their performances? Like,
no, no, they were always fine with that.
Yeah.
That's their preps.
They're basically
what's the problem,
they were just
Nick?
They were just useless, like, all day long. I couldn't ever get them to do any work. Like, we'd get to a venue, and it's just like, guys, set up your fucking gear. Like, just set up the stage. They're just like, oh, we're tired.
I have
just like, that's
because
you did cocaine until 8 in the morning, you fucking idiot. Stop doing it.
Or do more, and fucking have the energy to set up your shit.
Yeah, or yeah.
The decency to get lit up right now.
Yeah. Don't wait
just
until
shift
later.
Your party schedule.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had a Bloomington local, Tim Smiley, with us.
Oh, yeah.
Who I feel bad for him. That dude had to do way more work than he was supposed to be doing, I think.
But that was his first tour, though, right?
No, he's been done sound for people before. He came out to do, like, stage teching and merch.
Probably a bigger tour.
He made life really easy for me, actually, because I didn't have to do merch, for one.
Yeah.
While I was trying to TM 11 people, and he all the bullshit work like that they should have been doing themselves, like Tim just started doing because he was bored. It was just like, okay, cool.
All right, well,
like,
here's to Tim Smiley. All right, everybody.
Yeah,
Tim.
Absolutely.
It's too bad that we're ending the podcast, or we could have had him as a guest.
We're gonna have Tim on. Yeah, he's on tour with Moonface right now.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Is that? My first question was is that a Wu-Tang guy? But then I was like, I don't think so.
It's that dude Spencer Krug from Wolf Parade and
every other band.
Like, it's in a lot of bands.
Yeah.
I think he just puts out a record as like
he's
with a band and then has a new band each time and calls it something different.
There you go. Well, that's good. And so of course, we have to ask. So you were
no, I haven't gotten laid.
You haven't gotten laid since last time I talked to you.
Okay. Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Adam, Sarah, what about you? No, it'd be great if each of you had a different answer.
Yep.
We need to talk.
And Sarah's like, Adam's a heavy sleeper. He just doesn't know. All right. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Is it time for the second beers? All right.
Oh, man. I need to finish.
Well, we have 3 minutes. We should do it every 20 minutes. Well, no, if we do that, then we'd be at the very end for the last one. And I have to get some more.
It's just so delicious once it gets warm.
Yeah, that's why we should drink faster, I think.
Yeah.
Nick, so what do you have coming up next? The kids have their...
I'm going with them.
Oh, you're going with them?
Yeah. All right,
so we can get another he said, she said, he said kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
Him
and James Dean.
Him and James Dean, former guests.
Yeah, from over there. Yes, James was on before. James was good. James did a good job on the podcast. Nice. He was funny.
He's a funny guy.
I can't remember anything that he said offhand, but I just remember him being funny.
He had some Will Pepple stories, which are always good.
Yeah.
So,
what were we drinking?
I don't remember. We're going to do a recap episode. I don't know. Maybe episode 31 will be the best of.
We just clips.
Yes.
Clip show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we should totally do a clip show.
You know, people don't know this about podcasts, but you have to get to 30 episodes before you go into syndication. Podcast syndication.
Right.
So that's really what we were shooting for. all right, well, very good. Well, I had the exact opposite experience as what you had with these British people. I was out with Ralphie May, both opening and TMing him, and he's pretty much the easiest person to TM in the world because he's either on the pimped out bus or he's on stage. Literally, that's it. Like, I always know where he is. He lives on the bus, or he comes off the bus and does his 2-hour show and then signs autographs and then he's back on the bus.
Show is 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a theater show.
A lot of comedy. He's got the people already. Yeah. I mean, like, those shows are packed.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a long time,
too. You've got the fans.
Yeah.
They want the material.
Does he repeat a lot of old material?
He actually doesn't.
Damn.
He does, about an hour of it is brand new stuff that he's working on for his new special.
It's killer.
Yeah. And then the other hour is kind of more just like, he very rarely repeats any bits. It's like, once he puts out a special, he's kind of done with it.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of, like, kind of story stuff that's not really going to be on a special, that's still funny, amusing, like, either tour stories or, you know, and he's been over...
He talks shit about you and your tour managing skills.
I was going to say, how does he have tour stories if he's just in the bus and on stage?
Well,
what are his stories about?
One time I woke up on the bus and then I did this show and I had a burger.
You wouldn't believe
it.
And
I went to bed.
And me and Matt went and got a beer.
Yeah. It was crazy.
All right, okay. Yeah.
I'm asking point. You. Excellent. I'm asking
you. Well, no, I mean, most of his tour stories are more around, like, when he goes overseas and does stuff for, like, the USO.
Oh,
like, he's gone over, like, 18 times to perform with the troops.
Oh, wow.
Had, like, rockets fired at the helicopter that he was in and shit like that.
Like, oh, fireworks?
So he has, like, yeah, like, fireworks. Yeah. It was 4th of July. It was they're really big into that over there.
The insurgents were like, hey, it's you guys' holiday, right? Let's celebrate.
Yeah, we'll yeah. party for you.
You know what, America? We really appreciate you being here. So we're going to shoot some rad fireworks.
But yeah, so I'm sorry about I didn't need the Y stick.
Yeah.
The divining rod.
I mean, the thing is, I liked all of the guys, so it didn't. It was just tiring.
That's a fine line when you're like busting your ass for somebody.
Yeah.
But you're like, damn it if they aren't charming. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you didn't have those fucking accents, I'd be whipping your ass right now.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was just the accents.
Like, did they charm you?
Talk like the Hobbit.
Well, they were always like
the Hobbit.
You know what it was?
Yes, like, they all spoke in old English.
They were always very complimentary. They'd be like, oh man, thank you so much for taking, you know, like, give me a hug. And like, I'm just like, oh, okay.
This is why they make you so cute.
You're like their nanny.
Yeah, basically.
You were their friend rusher.
I was their friend rusher.
You were their Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. I even wore the little skirts, actually.
Oh, wow.
We've only got 2 references. Yeah. So we don't have a 3rd nanny reference.
Is there another nanny?
Mr. Poppins. Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. Nice. I was their Mr. Belvedere. That's what I was.
If you got some, like,
you'd
tall
be a good Mr.
green
Belvedere.
Striped socks, and we're only shot from the waist down, that would be pretty.
Yeah. I got Muppet Babies?
Oh, yeah, Muppet Babies.
Yeah, I'm talking about Muppet Babies.
What the fuck, man?
Are you not talking about
What are you talking about?
That's in the queue, too.
Would be if I thought to find it.
Yep, okay. That it is now.
I loved it as a kid, man. My grandma had cable.
Shall we do the song? Can we all do it?
I can't remember the song.
Baby. I just wanted to get Evan to do it.
You have more. I
something
know
about
what
my dreams coming true.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's like, when your world looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there, close your eyes and make believe and you can be anywhere.
I can't hit that.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah. You know, I like to.
As soon as you started singing, I was like, "Oh shit, I do know this."
Yeah.
It's
when your
it's
room
like
looks kind of weird.
Yeah. Which is a kid's world, really, when you think about it.
Okay, so we're both right.
So you're both right.
We're both right.
That was fun. Thanks, guys. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Dude, do frag a rock. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the
podcast will just evolve into Adam singing children's
guys. If you get Ben Bustle on the show, he loves singing Disney songs drunk.
Oh,
he
gets
drunk, and
so does Sarah, actually.
That was our thing.
Yeah. I witnessed
that. That was amazing.
Yeah. Drunk Ben and Sarah and Rob Ross all singing.
That got out of hand.
It went on for like an hour and a half.
You did that forever.
You
it was one of those
what?
Days where
it
like we partied
really
the
fun.
Night before and then partied through that
we
day.
We basically just did Aladdin like a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Beauty and the Beast, too.
Sorry for partying.
We were trying to.
Dare close your eyes.
That
we were
so
trying to watch
fun.
Dead Heat, too, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, exactly. My rules.
We were trying to watch Dead Heat, and they're just yelling fucking Disney songs at the top of their lungs.
With, like, the big, like, crescendo, like, where they're actually, like, peaking in the volume.
I think the best part was that there were totally strangers over. Like, there were people in our house that I did not know.
What was that? What party was
we were just, I mean, people just came over. I
that
don't
was
know.
After the Sump Pumps reunion show.
I mean, yeah, right? Yeah.
At Rhinos.
And there were definitely strangers in my house, and I was just
spring.
Singing Disney songs.
Yeah, you were definitely about, you were on a magic carpet ride.
There was some dude that you threw out of the house, wasn't there?
No, that was a different time. That was a time. That was when Against Me came over after the show at Rhinos.
There were creepers.
And we were like, I think they were at the Against Me show or something, and
they just kind of
we
followed
were bonfiring
the crowd.
In the back, hanging out with the band. It was like personal, there was maybe like a dozen people. And then I walk in the house, and some shirtless dude is drinking one of our beers and like
playing the piano,
and he had never like come back and joined the group. He just walked in our front door,
got a beer,
and I've never kicked anyone out of my house before, Yeah. And I was just like, okay, get the fuck out. Like, you and your friends, like.
I think you were nice about it.
No, because Ben went with you, too, because what had happened.
Well, Ben was there just in case he had this early.
Well, no. I said it was just me and this guy in the room, and then went back and, like, told the other guys to leave. And I was polite, but I was like, I don't know you people. This guy just walked in our house and, like, helped himself. And, like, we're not having a party.
Yeah, this is not
there's
a party.
There's just, like, a handful of people at a bonfire, you know?
Yeah. I remember that bonfire thing, because that was also when they were had been on, they were on
Kimmel.
Conan O'Brien, and we all watched it at, what was the gay bar that used to be across from Rhino's?
Another bar.
Yeah. So we all went over there after Rhino's and watched them on TV,
and then we went to the bonfire. We were recording...
Oh, maybe a different time.
Yeah, that was a different time. Because
that is a different time. But
I'm sad that we missed that.
Yeah. But
we saw
the thing with, like, in the backyard is, like, I was dating a girl, Maria, at the time, and so we were walking down, like, down to where I was living with Ben at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was walking the four blocks of the house, and as I was walking by, I saw the shirtless guy, so I went back. I was like, "Hey, there's a shirtless dude in your living room playing your piano."
Yep.
And so then I see you going in to kick, and we're just leaving. And Maria's like, "Are you gonna help him?" I'm like, not on tour right now. Like, I'm not the tour manager of their house.
House manager.
I'm not the house manager. I was like, I told him. I was like, let's go home.
I made him aware.
And she was really impressed. Yeah.
I mean, I try to be, like, nice to people, but it was just so weird. Like, no one has ever just, like, wandered into my house and, like, started partying
not
before.
Since we lived
especially
together
was
like
no
long
in the house.
Years
yeah.
and years
everyone
ago.
Was in the backyard
yeah.
you know? I mean it was
like,
a different rule back in the day when it was like big house party who gives a crap
yeah.
you know
yeah.
but
yeah.
that was definitely not what I used to be
the one who kicked everybody out of the house back then. That was
you
my
were the
guy.
Enforcer yeah,
yeah you
like
yelling
that's I liked doing it
like yelling at people.
What I thought was the same thing is like before all that happened is like we were all sitting in chairs around the bonfire and then there was just like a ring of Rhino's kids
yeah.
just like standing about like 6 feet behind us. So I was just like, we're hanging out.
I didn't know what to do because like, my instinct is if they're like just nice folks like and they just want to hang out, that's cool. But the Against Me guys were like
I think they were
kind of like uncomfortable and I didn't know.
They were on tour. They were
yeah,
exhausted.
I
they
mean,
didn't want
I don't
to
know.
Be at the show anymore.
Well, and then once
we
got the vibe, it was like, okay, these guys are our guests, so
yeah,
we should.
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do. It sucks to have to kick anyone out.
Just a bunch of children who followed the band back to your house is basically what it was.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, but I mean, I guess you know they don't know how. They're not thinking about the band being tired. And just wanting to see a few friends and take an hour themselves. They're just thinking, oh my God, there's the band, you know?
Yeah.
And so
maybe now they'll think.
Yeah.
Or they'll think that.
Those guys are murdered by another dick.
I just picture, like, oh, it gets me turned on us. Oh, they really
changed. Oh, God. They've really
changed.
Not like
literally.
They're not used to that.
Yeah, seriously.
Big changes going on.
Yeah.
Alright.
Didn't we bring that up on the last podcast?
Did we talk about, I think
we
did.
Wait, when did you guys do a podcast? Because that's kind
remember.
Of new news.
No.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. It's like 3 weeks.
It's maybe a month.
I mean, that's several months old now.
Yeah.
Nah.
That was like March when that came out.
Yeah.
Before I went on that last tour.
Yeah, I was on Laser Source the night that they came out because I saw it in my news feed.
No, it couldn't
we talked
March,
about
it was that. After we got back from Canada.
Okay.
We got back from Canada.
So it was April then.
Yeah.
Should we fill in the listeners what we're talking about? So Tom Gabel, lead singer of Against Me, in case you don't know, is now Laura Jane Grace. He came out as being having gender dysphoria.
Dysphoria.
Which he says that he's had his entire life, so he's now going to live his life as Laura Jane Grace, which we have nothing but support for that.
Absolutely.
But it is a big change. It's a weird thing when you've known someone for years as Tom Gabel, you know, and it, I mean, obviously, I think about the guys in his band as well. Like, that's much more intense, but, you know, just like we're like occasional friends, it's like, oh, well, I guess now.
You just roll with it.
But I mean, I still, like, when I go to talk about him, I'm like, oh, yeah, Tom. I mean,
well,
Laura.
It's impossible.
You know, like, that's kind of
so
awkward.
I mean, I've never known anyone who's done that. So it was really hard for me to every time say the correct gender. And
it'll seem more natural.
We also haven't like hung out with her since then.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like I've just sent a few
it seems disconnected
texts
at this
and,
point.
Like,
yeah.
Talked to a couple of the guys via text message.
I imagine being in the band. I mean, if something is so wrong with it, you know, if he was feeling so bad and so wrong for so long, I mean, I imagine it's just a huge relief.
They weren't getting along very well. I mean, no, every time we saw them, we knew that they were like stressed out.
Yeah.
And the vibe was off. They always seemed like disparate.
Well, they work so hard, and I always thought, you know, oh, they're just so tired, and they're touring too much, and like I was worried about them.
There's
but
an
now
elephant
I,
in the room.
Yeah,
that
and I
to
always
be a woman,
thought.
I
yeah,
there was an elephant trunk in the room that needed to go away.
Yeah,
that is a weird thing to say. He's a no.
No, he's very thin.
I know he's very thin. That's what I'm saying.
But,
That does remind me like of the just to completely change topic real quick. The roast of Brad Wilhelm that we had in January as a fundraiser for Rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Someone got up there and said, "I don't want to talk about the elephant in the room, but we're supposed to talk about Brad." So,
ha ha ha.
That's nice.
That's pretty good.
That's all right.
Did you MC that?
I did MC that.
Yeah.
We were out of town, recording. Yeah.
It was fun, and the mayor did it. It was one of the roasters, Mike Leonard from the HT, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah.
How
was
the
pretty
mayor
fun.
Do? Was he
the
fine?
Mayor's hilarious. The mayor, anytime that he has an opportunity to do that sort of thing.
A bunch of times, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, but he's just funny. He's funny in general, like even in official things. Like he'll always have like one or two jokes, like the State of the City address or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he, every year for the anniversary of the Comedy Attic, he's the MC. Comes out and supports it because
really?
The anniversary show is always a fundraiser for like Girls Inc. or some you know, some community thing. So he comes in and he's the MC and he does time up front and he's funny. He's really funny. And it's interesting because he's actually like in those roles, he can get not dirty, but a little bit more than you're like, God, you're the mayor. Like that's kind of like he'll do some kind of a little bit more
edgy
stuff.
He's the mayor of like a, you know, the bubble
town. Pretty liberal.
Yeah, the fruity liberal town.
It's like you're supposed to sort of be a little edgy, I think.
Yeah,
otherwise,
if he didn't, everybody would be like, man,
no one
fuck this guy.
Yeah. Otherwise, no one
swear.
Would be edgy in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, unless you're the mayor of, like, Bedford, and then you can just do black jokes.
That's true.
Oh,
I wouldn't have said Bedford. I would have gone Martinsville.
Martinsville. See, Martinsville's so expected. Everybody was...
Yeah, true.
You were trying to, like, fake laugh.
He's going for it. He's
about,
a professional
you're
now.
How about Spencer?
Fake
just
North.
Spencer's
good. How about Kokomo? How about we just...
yeah.
How about we
I can
just,
say Indiana.
How about we call those
too.
Manicured lawns what they are?
Yeah. Evansville's also a city.
Evansville's also a city
yeah,
in Indiana.
Terre Haute.
Yeah.
Terre Haute, yeah.
Granger.
New Albany
we're doing
is a
great,
city in
guys.
Indiana.
Guys, we were doing awesome.
Well,
Indiana
you know,
geography.
Yeah.
But speaking of funny mayors, to get out of this loop that we've seen, Time Magazine just interviewed the mayor of London, and he's hilarious.
Man,
did you guys
read
it?
You know how they do 10 questions?
They have mayors in other countries?
I guess they do. Well, I didn't know,
they
do. They
have
yeah.
It's amazing.
Complete.
I think you mean the Duke of London. I'm sorry. You may have misread that.
No, it's really funny, though.
He's
also a conservative mayor, so it's like, I mean, maybe this is showing my politics too much, but like, you don't usually see funny conservatives.
Mm.
That's just not that's not a
no
ideology.
Well,
part of being
back.
Conservative is having no sense of humor.
They're sort of like or
like
being
kind of
risk
rigid
concerned,
and
you know. And I mean, there's like that there was that study that they did which blew my mind where they're talking about how basically people who are risk takers are more likely statistically to vote liberal versus and people who are more fear oriented one way or the other are more likely to vote conservative, and that's just like a general politic thing, not necessarily just American.
That makes sense.
But
it makes a
but
lot
this
sense.
Guy was very funny. He says his role model for a mayor is the mayor from Jaws.
From the movie Jaws.
Which is,
he's like, you need to be a booster for your town.
He's like, when a giant fish started eating people
in his town, he didn't close the beach.
Yeah.
He was like, even though he was
his
proved horribly, tragically
wrong,
he had the right idea.
Yeah.
He was
like,
it was so funny. He's like, hell
that's
yeah.
A good article.
We need those tourism dollars, goddammit.
Yeah.
Basically.
I have to say,
this makes me a little concerned about the 2012 Olympics.
Well, that's what
like that attitude. I don't know.
By the way, my personal opinion on the 2012 Olympics is that London is going to burn.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Getting around
have
London's
you ever
really
been
hard,
to London?
And I just can't imagine injecting your regular tourism that you have for London.
The
plus,
fact, the fact that
a few million extra people.
Obviously, they've
the
got to be prepared. The committee wouldn't have approved it, but I know exactly what you mean.
Sure, but like, if you can't effectively and efficiently get a rock band in and
from
through
the airport, from
Gatwick,
to,
or throw it to wherever they need to be, what the fuck are they gonna do?
Like, how many people go to the Olympics?
Teams and teams and tourists and like.
I mean, a lot.
Millions.
Millions?
Yeah, I think a lot of people go.
I think it's pretty popular.
Like,
yeah, the Olympics is a thing.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm psyched about
people know.
I don't know about you guys.
People like
I
it.
Fucking love watching the Olympics.
No, we've been watching the pre-trial stuff.
We're going to be on tour, but that's great because that means I don't have cable. I don't have TV. So I'll actually be on tour. We can watch it at the bars that we play.
Hotels.
In the
hotel rooms. Yeah.
Hotels.
Yeah. I'm psyched. Oh, yeah. That is one thing about the Olympics. It's always on in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's pretty cool. One thing about the Olympics. Usain Bolt, my favorite guy in the world. He's amazing,
dude.
You know Usain Bolt?
Yeah,
yeah,
the Jamaican runner.
Sprinter.
Yeah.
The guy who broke a world record
Gold
and started
shoes.
Celebrating before he even crossed the finish line.
Yeah,
love. He's like Muhammad Ali.
He's our Muhammad
more
Ali.
Cocky.
Yeah,
like, he's the best.
That's very good.
I don't know. I think it's Michael is his first name, but there's a U.S. runner. I think it's Michael Gay. His last name's Gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that
right.
dude, holy
yeah, he's
shit!
Great.
Yeah.
Like we've been watching, like
he's
all
our
the,
best.
We've been watching the pre, like. Like the trials and stuff in Eugene, Oregon, where they're doing all their
there's
track and field stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah,
and
just Nike. That's
yeah,
why it's there.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly why it's there. But it's he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's great.
And also, we saw the swimming trials or whatever.
Phelps. Yeah.
Phelps.
Yeah.
Holy
dude,
shit!
That guy's awesome.
Oh, really?
Dude,
he
like, dude, he got beat like in one. He's like he's competing in so many different ones
yeah,
that he normally doesn't
that was
even
his
do.
Thing with the last one, he got
oh, wow.
seven golds. Was it?
Yeah,
it was a world. Record, or
yeah.
at least a record for America. For,
no,
well,
was,
no it, well, Mark it, Spitz had the record for most gold medals.
But he beat it.
And he
beat,
he beat
it by
it.
One.
So, yeah, he got
one.
Eight.
Yeah.
The Spitz had
yeah.
seven.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm the,
did Phelps,
I know all this stupid sports trivia.
Yeah.
Was his medals, like, they were taken away, right?
No. He just, like, admitted to smoking weed.
Yeah.
And, like, a couple people were like, oh, this was an outrage. And everyone else
I thought
was
he
like,
was stripped of his medal.
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Good.
I think he
I like
couldn't swim for a year competitively.
Was there was
the
like
thing.
Some,
there was
like
some,
they gave him a slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
but then the Olympics came around.
The
they're
like,
"Oh fuck, like, we need that guy."
Yeah. Oh, sorry about
here's
that.
Here's
100
pounds of weed.
Yeah.
Like, just swim for the Olympics.
Just
please.
Go,
Mikey.
Go.
Mikey.
We just actually put the weed on a stick and I'm like, they just swim for it. Swim for it. Come on.
God, the guy's in like one of the greatest Olympians ever. Let him smoke some basically legal marijuana.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That marijuana is not a performance. Enhancing drug
no,
at all.
Just
yeah,
let him do
exactly.
What he wants. In his free time, let him do what he wants.
If it's,
the guy's,
if it's not hampering his...
but it's just allowing him to eat more Subway.
Exactly. It is,
McDonald's,
it,
right? Don't they
eat
all
the,
no, he eats it. Michael Phelps hawks the...
But did
hawks
you see his like calorie
Subway.
Intake?
Oh, yeah.
They did a thing last Olympics where it was something like, you know, each meal he eats like 2,500 calories.
He eats like 8,000 calories
yeah,
a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like... Awesome.
But he swims for like 6 hours a day or
yeah.
something. So
he's great.
Like,
the guy's awesome.
Yeah.
He burns it all. It
sounds so boring. Like I used to swim. I was I was on swim team. Man, it's so boring. And I love swimming,
yeah.
but just back and forth, back
in
and
fact,
forth.
In fact, you're gonna have a swim off with Charles at our pontoon party Sunday.
Charles is hilarious.
he beat
thinks,
you last night.
And they
he
did
not.
Yes, he did.
He
like triple beat you.
He held his breath so much longer than you last night.
Oh,
you
I don't
got confused underwater. You got like.
I don't want to talk.
Underwater
about
pressure paranoia or something.
Wait,
it was like the abyss.
We went
to the pool last night.
Okay.
I was having a holding your breath competition.
Okay, I imagine you were doing the thing from like the kids in the hall where like you're just in the bathtub, just submerged. You guys remember that sketch? Where
yeah,
like it's like a minor yeah. Olympic sport, but it's all you do is you just submerge yourself in the bathtub for as long
nice.
As you can.
Awesome.
All right, so you guys went to the pool. Did you go to hair pool?
No.
We went to the one.
Yeah,
let's not reveal our
secret spot. All
right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You
by the way, where is the fucking hair pool now?
It's not
what do you mean,
actually.
Where
it's,
is
apparently,
the
it's been
pool?
Misnamed, but it's
because there was a place called the Hair Pool originally that apparently is
it's
no
a
longer
one.
We're getting really local.
Pools.
We're getting really local
yeah,
on this
yeah.
reference here.
Yeah,
yeah,
they've moved pools.
Okay,
the original Hair Pool was
people
the one on like Second and Grand.
Right.
The
yeah,
it's somewhere else now.
Oh,
apparently,
but there is still a pool at Second and Grand.
Yeah, but the, when
so
people,
fuck that. That's Hair
when
Pool.
When now people talk about the Hair Pool, they're talking about some other pool, and I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I.
Who knows?
All right, but you guys went to a different pool.
We went
yes.
to a different
we
pool.
We went swimming last night, and Charles and Sarah tried to do a who can hold their breath the longest competition. And
I was impressed by Charles.
I think
I
think out of maybe drunkenness.
You've been duped.
She forgot what they were doing. Or
the
truth.
No, I.
But yet she started swimming around when it was happening. We were like, "What is she doing? She's ruining her energy."
I was trying to say, "Listen,
You couldn't defend yourself last night.
The truth will be proved. I don't have to defend myself
on Sunday."
18 beers in. You're gonna see who can stand their water the longest.
Yeah.
I think 18 beers in, it should be who can hold their water the longest. How about that?
Oh,
yes. That's like an update to Wizard
staff. That's
gonna be hard
staff. To judge. That
especially, yeah, I'll probably play Wizard staff.
In the pool, that's real hard to judge.
Yes. Wizard staff tomorrow. Or Sunday
Wizard staff.
That's a really bad
idea.
Oh
no, but we got the new. We have water flunky ball.
Yeah, we have a new drinking game for the pontoon party.
We've been working on a water flunky ball.
Last night, Adam and I tried to explain the rules that we came up with to people, and no one would listen. They were all too drunk.
We were so
they wouldn't
excited.
Even listen. We were like, "No, listen to us!" And they were all like, "We're in the pool!" Like,
we were in the pool.
Yeah,
it was great.
Should we explain it? So flunky ball is a game. We were on tour in Europe, and James Dean had broken his leg wrestling right before we were supposed to go to Europe, so he couldn't tour manage us. And I called Nick, and I was like,
"Poor James Dean.
Hey, can you like come to Europe with us for 2 weeks and just help out?" And it was
in 2 days.
In 2 days, and he just said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
So I bought him a ticket, and it worked out fine in the end. I mean, we lost some money, but Nick did a great job. But one night we played the Orange Blossom Festival, and they showed us this great game called Flunky Ball, which is a drinking game that involves running, throwing, etc. But we don't have to get into it.
Drinking.
But the thing is, we've been playing it like every summer since then, and now we wanted to find a way to do it on the water for the pontoon party. And so the way that we game that we created that is more about the spirit of Flunky Ball
yes.
is that we tie together two 24-person pontoon boats that have slides, and then you have one team on each pontoon, and you have a referee with a inner tube floating in the water, and you have like a Nerf ball, and each team gets a chance to throw the ball into the inner tube, and if it goes in, your team gets to drink for 5 seconds, and the goal is to finish your beers first. Mm-hmm. And we're drinking out of cans instead of bottles. That's one of the big differences because they float.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we can't bring bottles.
Yeah,
on
yeah
the,
no
on
glass.
The
and then
better.
So that's it's basically like who finishes all their beer without like too much, you know, spilling out once you flip them over. You have to prove that you finished the entire beer. Right, and so you have a ref who's like throws the ball back, holds the thing in place in case of the drift, and then the elephant race is going to be mandatory in this version.
Which basically just means that the entire initial part of the game doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so you should explain the elephant race.
Yeah.
Explain that, yeah.
So the elephant race is going to be, we're going to have two circular inner tubal like things at the bottom of each slide.
Inner tubal devices.
And each team member has to go down the slide and land and go through the inner tube and pop back up on the other side of the tube, and at that point they are given a beer by a referee and chug the beer in the water. And then when the beer is gone, the next person can go down the slide.
Yeah.
Now if you miss the tube, you then have to
regain under or over.
Yeah, you have to regain your bearings, and then you have to go. You basically have to go through the tube.
You must go through the tube.
You must go through the tube one way or the other before you can complete the drinking challenge.
When did you guys concoct this?
The first team to finish to have all their people finish.
And we were close.
Wins.
Yeah. We discussed it a month ago. We were
the
close,
first team
but we couldn't get it.
All
last
their
night,
members.
I was like, by Jove, I've got it.
And drank a beer.
Yeah.
So you just need to be in the water to get that like that sensual experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chugging a beer in the water is going to be really hard, I think.
This sounds awful.
I think everybody wears a life preserver.
Yeah, you have to. We have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a general good rule.
Otherwise,
for
Ashley B is going to be saving a lot of lives.
Yeah, she's a little lifeguard. I forgot that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's the new.
Sorry,
version.
I'm going to miss it.
That sounds terrible. I will be avoiding.
There's
that.
There's one spot left on the boat.
I have a gig. I can't be there.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Evansville to perform for a cancer support group fundraiser.
Fuck that.
Oh, that's not nearly as.
But I also still get paid.
Nice.
That's so I get the good karma of doing like the charity gig, and then I
that's like my dream. Like, yeah. I just did like always play benefits, but get paid anyway.
Yeah,
gotta like, get those like, corporate
my
sponsors.
My rock and roll
man.
Dream, corporate yeah. sponsor. Like, okay, Doritos, yeah. you give us our guarantee, but give okay, you know, the money all goes towards some good cause.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone we're getting paid.
Yeah, we look so much cooler if it seems like we're doing it for free.
Just pay us on Doritos.
Oh, man.
I don't want that.
Cool
Ranch. You don't want the taco flavored Doritos.
Dude,
those, all
the
like,
Taco Bell
they
extreme
have
Doritos
over.
That they have now.
The
biggest promotion.
The Doritos Locos or whatever the fuck it is. The
biggest promotion
whatever, yeah. I've had.
Taco Bell has ever had. I read
how
an article talking about how like
good.
Shut up.
Skyrocketed
it's
the value.
Don't listen. It's
you
awful.
Suck.
It's awful.
Apparently,
I had one of the taco
apparently
burritos.
It's made
it's
more
awful.
Money than like, any promotion they've ever done at Taco Bell.
Well,
I mean, better than a talking chihuahua.
What?
What?
Better than Baja Blast? No way.
That chihuahua could talk.
I mean, I didn't. Miracles well, I ate
science.
Them while drunk, but they were really good while I was
shut,
drunk.
You're so wrong.
I had one.
That is one thing I know that I will never, ever eat.
I had one just
thing.
Out of curiosity, because I was
yeah,
following,
yeah,
I was following the Will Whitmore rule of order whatever the, they have
the
biggest,
biggest
picture of.
Picture.
Going to a fast
I
food restaurant, whatever the biggest picture of, order that. So that's what it was.
That's
I was like, all right,
funny.
So I'll get one of those. And I was coming back from Chicago doing a show, and I was like, I don't know, like outside of Lafayette maybe or so, and stopped at this Taco Bell and got some food and got back in the truck, and as I'm pulling out to get back on the highway, I bite into this fucking taco from made out of Doritos, and it just explodes all over my lap. And so I just pull off to
well,
the
see,
shoulder.
That's why you hate it.
Well, no, it also tasted like shit. That's the other thing. I may have just spit it out all over my lap. Actually, now that I think about it. No, but I pull over onto the shoulder, and I'm like, fuck, and I'm cleaning it up and everything. And then there's like a tap on my window, and there's a police officer who had pulled up behind me.
Messy eating.
Well, and he was just like,
$100 fine.
No, I think he thought I was just like shit face and on like the side of it, like,
yeah.
Not, and I was just like, he was like,
I know this looks bad, officer.
And well, I just told him, I was like, no, I just bought a taco there. It just exploded on my lap. I'm trying to clean it up.
Can I see your taco license, sir?
But he was just
are
like,
are you licensed to eat those bean burritos?
It's like no sober person would have ordered that taco.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was so ridiculous, though, and I was so upfront about it. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm a moron. Yeah. I'm not drunk. I'm just an idiot.
I had to do that with the cop the other day. The day after my friend got arrested in Atlantic City... For asking
trick.
For a police officer's badge number after he used excessive force just beating the crap out of some kid.
Wait, back up on that story.
Yeah,
don't skip to the end of that story.
We were in a bar. We were walking into a beach bar and we saw a police officer just psychotically beat a guy. And,
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Jersey Shore. And my friend got really upset about it and we were all going to call it in the next day.
Yeah.
And my friend said... I'd like your badge number, sir. And after waiting until everything was cool, the officer said, are you serious? And he said, yes, I'd like your badge number. And he arrested him, threw him in jail.
For what?
Obstruction of justice, which is a felony.
Yeah.
So
is this Lavenda?
No, I'm not saying this.
It would be hilarious.
I don't
want to
say this.
Lavenda, though. For some reason, that would be
anyway,
even funnier.
It was crazy.
Yes.
I mean, it was like really, really nuts. And the next day... we were going home, and it turned out like we didn't even like they eventually let him go, but there's still like a lawyer involved, and like it's costing a fortune, and of course the police officer is not going to get in any trouble.
Yeah.
And you know, just
Obamacare, America. You're welcome.
Obama.
No, Obama.
Hussein Obama. The next day, I almost got arrested for jaywalking. I was at the airport, and I thought that this police officer was telling me to go, because he wasn't acknowledging my existence at all, and I was, like, standing there waiting to go, and it was open, and I saw him do this. But apparently, he was, like, waving at some other car to go the other way, and I crossed the street, and he was like, he ID'd me, he was like, I'm gonna take you in, and I was like...
Wait, he's gonna take you in
what?
For jaywalking?
Yeah. And he was like,
into
what is with
where?
The Atlantic City fucking police?
No, this is in
Newark.
Well,
they
Newark.
Deal with,
and,
you know.
And I was just, but I was like, after
that's
the
true.
Last thing,
yeah,
I was
think,
like,
I think,
choose your battles.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
like I guess I wasn't thinking, you
gotta
know.
Kowtow
and
sometimes.
I kowtowed just because I saw the futility of the
yeah.
the previous thing, and luckily he just let me go. But I was just like, this cannot happen. I mean, this is, there's no way I'm going to get arrested for jaywalking after my friend goes to jail for trying to do the right thing. You know, it's a, it was a weird week, man. Atlantic City. But yeah. I was up $150.
Yeah, yeah. So, so what's going on with your friend, though? Like, what's going on with that whole...
He hired a lawyer, and the lawyer is contesting it. And they think that it's going to be fine, but it's still... costing,
yeah,
he's having to pay,
you still have to pay a lawyer.
And apparently, the best thing they can do is they can file a complaint with the officer's supervisor after it's been dismissed. Because if it's not dismissed, basically, like
then
if you file
the
first,
yeah.
Then it's then they take it as like a negative thing,
like you're
against his case.
Like you're right. Being,
even though I had to write
yeah.
a statement, all the witnesses had to write a statement, and I mean, my opinion was like this guy was just.
I can't imagine.
He did a Superman.
I mean, you didn't even mention.
Like UFC.
I can't imagine that the supervisor wouldn't read all these statements and be like, "Oh man, my dude really fucked up. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Let's just make this go away."
Yeah.
Like.
Well, for one thing, they let him out
without
bail. So
yeah.
I think
they recognized.
They were kind of like, "Oh, jeez, like
yeah.
this a-hole did it
I
again."
Think, so
I mean, it's gotta
be like. In
the
officer's defense, he was throwing this guy out of the bar. And we don't know why he was throwing
right.
him out, but he just like carried him out and he moved him outside of the bar, and then he wasn't gonna arrest him. And the guy took one step towards the officer to try and get back into the beach area that was like, you know, the bar essentially. And he was like, "Hey, come on, man!" And then the officer just like wound back and did a Superman punch, knocked him clean out. His head hit the ground, and then he dragged him around with his head hitting the boardwalk. And then he tried to revive him. He couldn't revive him. And that really disturbed my friend.
Yeah.
Because it was like 5 minutes and the guy was just slumped.
I mean, you don't even see that in like UFC.
I still
UFC.
Don't know if the guy like
yeah.
is okay.
Yeah.
Like you don't see. We watch UFC, you know, twice a month. And like,
big
fans. I've never seen
like
someone
a guy gets
out
knocked
there.
Out and they wake up in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This
exactly.
Is,
like,
I saw 5 minutes until, and then the officer threatened to arrest me because I was like, he arrested our friend and then we're standing there like, still waiting to get into this bar,
yeah.
essentially. We're still in the line. And then he's like threatens to arrest us. And we were like, oh, we're just trying to figure out what to do, man. Like, you just arrested our friend, and I'm still in line to go to this bar. Like, what's the problem? You know, they were just, I think they kind of freaked out. They were
yeah.
just.
Well, they.
The guy overreacted.
Might have killed
obviously.
That guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think the guy, I think.
Probably
what,
are
but
freaking
I guess
out.
What I mean to say is in the officer's defense, I don't know what this guy did.
Right.
I mean, he could have been going around, like, groping girls. He could have, like, done some serious shit. You know what I mean? Who
might
knows?
Have asked him for his badge number. You know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
out of curiosity.
Just
you know?
Outrageous.
Hey, officer,
like
what's your badge number? Boom!
Hey, officer, what do you think about the Constitution?
Yeah.
Bad things
Not
like that.
Much.
Not interested.
Well, you
Next
know,
question.
Since we're going anonymous with our stories, I have a friend who was in a minor fender bender. They rear-ended somebody doing about 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like a very basic cut-and-dry thing. The insurance company was like, oh, this is fine. It's super minor. Mm-hmm. And then the person that got rear-ended decided to sue, claiming all this bullshit, like, oh, I lost work and all this kind of stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Case basically all got thrown out except for the fender bender part of it. Like, the court is like, okay, yeah, all right, your insurance company needs to pay for his car. You know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the friend finds out that their credit card limit has been reduced because there's an accident. Despite the fact that everything was cleared up and all that kind of stuff. Not even just because there was a lawsuit, not because
yeah.
of the accident. They don't even know what it was. It's just like, oh, you got taken to court, so we're going to reduce your credit card limit.
Yeah.
Huh.
I got sued in high school for an accident.
Yeah.
I was the middle car in, like, one of the middle cars in a four-car pileup.
Oh, yeah. High
so,
five, buddy.
Yeah.
yeah. Hot.
Lucky
hot
beer.
High school story.
Lucky beer. Yeah. Lucky beer.
Pitching and catching just like Ed.
So, like, yeah. This
bring it back.
So, basically, this woman rear-ended a car. Like, it was, like, a big, like, everybody slamming on their brakes situation. This woman rear-ended a car. I hit her, and then a car hit me. Like, so, obviously, I guess it's partially my fault because I still hit the car, but I mean, like,
right.
mm-hmm.
pretty
Regardless,
evident
yeah.
with the amount of cars that were, like, all just bang, bang, bang.
We all have a basic understanding of
yes.
gravity.
we've seen
so,
Eyes Wide Shut. We know what
yes,
happened.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
All right.
So, it so happened that the girl in the front car
bang, bang,
went to high school
Lucky
with me.
A lot of bang, bang.
And I knew her. We went to the same high school. And the woman in the middle, when the cops came and like an ambulance came, and like they were asking if anybody wanted, you know, to be checked out. The cars were all drivable, by the way. Like you could, yeah. Everyone.
Does
drove
anyone
away.
Want to pay $1,000?
And they were like, "Hey, does anybody need to be checked out?" She was like, "No, I got to go to work actually." Like, and she fucking left. So I don't like months go by. I think everything's been taken care of, whatever. And then I get like a thing in the mail, like a summon. I get served, basically.
A subpoena.
Yeah, like that I'm being sued by this woman. And so I had to actually testify. Jeez. That, because she, part of her suit was that somehow she had found out that me and the girl that she hit, like the girl at the front that had no fault at all, went to high, that we knew each other.
Oh.
So she claimed conspiracy? That we were conspiring
that's
against
all.
Her.
Yeah.
And that in reality, I had hit her and pushed her like, into the car in
oh,
front.
Oh, that's amazing.
And like the Manchurian Candidate
and
or something.
I had to testify, I like swore under oath that like I had never had sex with this girl, that I did not date this. She thought we were dating or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That we were like, and it was all like, I
she had just
knew.
Seen the movie Crash,
yeah.
And she was like, these motherfuckers.
You spilled your seed in this girl.
I hardly knew this girl. We just went to the same school. That's like the only, I knew her name was her name. That was all I knew about her.
Oh my god.
And
goodness.
It was so funny. I mean, she lost.
Yes.
I mean, it was like obvious that
so
like,
after the case was done,
it was
did
like,
you,
it was
did
like,
you fuck her?
She was like, yeah.
Adam, finally getting
like,
into the spirit of the podcast.
Yes,
all right.
Yeah.
Good form, Tyler.
Yeah. She was pretty hot, actually. We're not too bad.
The lady that
so what is her name?
Or the
oh,
high school.
Well,
which one did you find?
All
right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously.
Just to work some stuff
clearly.
Out.
Clearly.
Menage a trois.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Come
I just,
on.
I had totally forgotten about that until,
yeah.
like, you
that's
told nice. That story. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, remember
I had
that
a,
now.
I had a butthole of, like...
just not right there.
I've been sued.
No, a rear-end, like this jerk, you know, I rear-ended someone, I did, I mean, it was, like, clearly, like, it, we were coming out of a parking lot,
oh,
they
going
stopped...
Oh, you're Detroit, yeah.
I was coming to see you, yeah. And they stopped at a stop sign, and I rear-ended them. I mean, I was just, I don't know, not paying attention.
You were drunk, weren't you?
I was wasted. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
But everyone was fine. I mean, the speed at which you approach a stop sign that it's not even your turn
it's
to
like
stop
5 to 10 miles.
I mean,
an hour.
Yeah,
like
yeah. It's called idling. Yeah, like I mean, nothing happened.
You're coming out of a gas station. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we, you know, I still got out of the car, like talked to the woman. She had some kids in the back seat, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, I was very. I felt like an idiot.
And there was no damage to the vehicle.
Oh, no
whatsoever.
Damage, no. But I did feel like an idiot. I was like, well, I'm really sorry. That was silly. And we still exchanged information.
Fine, yeah.
She was like, you know, I just want to exchange it just because.
Formality.
And I was like, sure, why not? And then apparently she fucking reported it and reported me. She said she had whiplash. Like
yeah.
she said
her
my kids
have
yeah she said my
but
kids
you know,
are complaining
is,
of neck pain
if you didn't have the cops come
yeah.
then you have no case
yeah.
But
it's all speculative
but like, but no you have no case but my insurance was still affected can you believe
yeah.
Like
oh,
I
they, yeah they reported it
because she reported
oh,
it
oh yeah my insurance went way
Sarah.
Up after that
yeah
and it was like,
I'm trying to ignore what
well
doing
it's
right
just
now.
Because we're almost done and it's the first time you guys have been on the podcast.
Celebratory.
Second to last episode of the podcast.
Celebratory shot of Evan Williams.
We're out of
oh,
beer,
Jesus.
So why not? Just one.
We drank all the beer.
What? Details.
That's usually why one is out of beer.
Yeah. Don't worry, Adam. There's more beer at the house.
I will say this, though. My friend who had the accident, one of the main parts of the lawsuit was it wasn't the
Thanks
gentleman.
Thanks for giving me the pink one.
Okay, well, you can have the green one.
Thank you.
There you go. Just like the Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
Just
that
like
movie.
The Green
she
Lantern,
just
my
it.
Favorite new movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Haven't
seen Ed
didn't
yet.
Didn't they just out the Green Lantern?
The Green Lantern is gay in the comic books.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
Wait.
Makes sense because Ryan Reynolds plays him.
He's clearly gay.
Wow.
Excellent.
Oh, can I tell the thing that I
He's
thought earlier?
Johansson's
yeah.
beard.
Yeah.
Come on.
Should we toast and do the shot, and then you'll tell the story, and I think we'll be done?
I don't actually care about that at all.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are getting divorced today.
It's appropriately.
Well, speaking of
celebrity gabbit.
Well, there's something to toast to. All right,
to that.
Katie Holmes' contract ran out.
Let's hold a lot of whiskey over this expensive looking microphone.
Here's to Mission Plausible.
Mission Reality.
Mission Plausible.
Oh, God, I don't want to do this.
It is so good.
I think this is the perfect way to end the podcast.
I think so.
When you were talking about, what's his name, Michael Gay?
Yes, I think it's Michael. Mr. Gay.
Mr. Gay, my first inappropriate thought was, if your last name is Gay, you better run
fast. Exactly.
Learn
how to run.
Learn how to run pretty fucking fast.
Oh, man, so many racist things just went through my head right now.
Racist?
See, this is what's great.
Why?
Because he's black.
Yeah.
Well, oh, is he black?
He's on the Olympic
sprinter.
Team.
Come on! I didn't assume that.
White guys can't run that fast.
Yeah,
I'm pretty fast.
Yeah. I want to see
your last name's not
Usain
Gay.
Bolt.
I would love to race against Usain Bolt because I just would love to watch him celebrate. Like I'd have great view as he's running backwards, taunting me.
The goal would be to get halfway.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be celebrating
beating
if
you.
Usain Bolt
is
gets
the only
to wear,
problem
like,
with this.
A suit
of
armor.
Like, well, Usain Bolt, he has to wear a 200-pound suit of armor.
He needs
that
to be
matches
a...
his gold shoes, made of gold.
Yeah.
A gold armor suit. And
you might have a chance then. That's...
And if he's wearing gold, like, if he gets to wear gold shoes...
Can he wear a deep-sea diver's outfit, actually?
Yeah. Like an old school one.
Yeah,
with the big flippers.
With the big grate over your face.
I'm a great swimmer. That was my strength in high school. But I bet he could beat me in a diver's outfit. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I could do the 11 and a half second, 100-yard dash. Like, it was
solid. We could do this at a show.
But I think he could still beat me in a diver's outfit.
I wonder if he'd be into that. Let's have that be the opening act.
I'm
going to
call our
publicist. For this next tour.
I want to race Usain Bolt in a diver's outfit.
I want him to beat me.
Yeah.
And that's the opening act.
Yeah. Like across the stage.
Yeah, the opening act is
we're just running around the club.
Seconds, basically.
Dear Justin, this is what I want.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's been episode 29, our second to last. We always just end it on like a really like little
I'm
trickle down.
Like, what?
It just trickles down to like I guess we're
it's
done.
Like, wait, is anybody still listening?
No, probably
nope.
not.
They missed your
this has been so fun that maybe I want to keep doing it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't think you do.
This has been fun. All right, okay.
Just wait until we don't see each other for a couple months. Just be like,
this may or may not be the second and last episode of Nick and Matt's Infinite Shit List.
You're gonna miss
you guys
other
have a good
so
time?
Much.
Yeah.
First time on the show. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Good. We don't want you back anyway.
All right.
Eat shit.
That's number one.
Number one.
Nick, you have any last words?
Nope.
So you have a last word and a chuckle.
Yes.
I was going to say that on his tombstone.
What do you
nope.
want on your tombstone?
Nope. That would be a great tombstone.
That's really good.
Just nope.
I was going to let it run.
Oh, is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Fuck it.
Sarah, any last words? Shruggy smiley face. That's.
I'm too drunk right now.
All right. Do we need to go to the emergency room?
So you did this to me. I do enjoy. It's one of my pastimes.
Drunk.
She just walks into an ER, yells at a few people, tears up a magazine, storms out.
I thought I was losing my Adam.
Oh.
You were.
Good night, everybody.
Boom.